Open your Bibles to John chapter 1. I'm going to be reading from verses 41 through 45. Verse 41 happens when Peter had been introduced to Jesus by his brother Andrew. And verse 41 tells us that Andrew first finds his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted, the Christ, and he brought him to Jesus. And John tells us that the next day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and finds Philip and says unto him, "Follow me." Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip finds Nathanael and says to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." I like that phrase that Philip used when he was talking to Nathanael. Philip says, "We have found him who the prophet Isaiah said would be anointed to preach the good tidings unto the meek. We have found him who promised to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. I have found him who opens the prison to them that are bound. I have found him who comforts all that weep and mourn. I have found him who gives the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I have found him who shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. I have found him, the Prince of Peace." Have you found him? If you have found him today, tell somebody else. Let others know that you have found him. I read the story once of a Jewish family who lived in a house about two doors down from a Pentecostal church. And every Sunday night, the people would be shouting and praising the Lord. The windows would be up and the sound would go out through the neighborhood. One neighbor asked the Jew, "Doesn't these people disturb you as they worship and praise Jesus?" The Jewish neighbor said, "No, my friend, they don't bother me. Because if I thought that my Messiah had come, I would be shouting it from the housetop. I have found him." Andrew told Peter, "We have found the Messiah." Philip told Nathanael, "We have found him." Now let me slow down here a minute. This man Philip that I'm talking about is Philip the Apostle. And he must not be confused with Philip the Deacon Evangelist, of whom we read about in the book of Acts. Although they have the same name, they are two different people. Philip the Evangelist was the persuasive interpreter of the Old Testament who led the treasurer of the Queen of Ethiopia to the Lord. And in turn, Christianity became part of that world. An interesting fact that you might want to consider is that we never read about the deacon Philip before the day of Pentecost, and that we never read about the apostle Philip after the day of Pentecost. Where and how Philip the apostle was serving the Lord during that evangelistic ministry of Philip, we're not told, but we can rest assured that each in his own office labored for the same Lord. The name Philip is a good name. It means a lover of horses. As Philip is a Greek name, it would seem as if the apostle had Greek connections, which may explain why he acted for the Greeks at the Passover, and why the Greeks who sought Jesus first approached Philip. The apostle's name is reminiscent of the history of the Macedonian conquest of Asia by Alexander the Great, the son of King Philip of Macedonia. Philip is not known by any other name in the New Testament. wearing a Gentile name made no difference to Philip's Messiah. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.